The content of this program is intended for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be presenting the latest vision news. Today's vision news is underwritten by the Apex Lions Club, serving the community since 1937 by providing services and financial support for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. To learn more about the services provided by the Apex Lions Club, go to apexlions.org. I will be reading first an article from the Assistive Technology Community for the Blind and Visually Impaired group on Facebook, posted by ILIREGOCA. Invitation to participate in a research study on accessible VR musical performances. Dear members of the National Federation of the Blind, we are a research team at the New Jersey Institute of Technology working on a project titled Understanding Needs and Challenges in Virtual Reality, VR, Supported Musical Performance Access for Blind and Low Vision Users. We investigate an accessibility of VR space for the blind and low vision community and an opportunity to leverage it for accessible musical performance experiences. Our aim is to understand the needs and challenges of the blind and low vision individuals in accessing VR, particularly for experiencing musical performances, and build a system that can enable them to equally enjoy VR-mediated musical performances. Through this study, we hope to learn about your current experiences, in-depth needs, and challenges in accessing VR space and musical performances, for example, live concert, theatrical performance, and orchestra play. The results from the study will be used to inform the design and development of a prototype system that can help blind or low vision individuals to access and enjoy VR-based musical performances in future research. We are seeking participants who meet the following criteria: 18 years or older, understand and communicate in English, blind or low vision individuals. Participants will be asked to complete an online survey, which we anticipate will take approximately 20 minutes. The study has been approved by the Institutional Review Board, IRB, at the New Jersey Institute of Technology. If you are interested in participating in our study, please follow this link to the survey. https://jc1.az/form/capital S capital V_B=L_E_L_E_1F_IB_E_M_C. We greatly appreciate your time and consideration. Your insights could play a crucial role in making VR musical performances accessible to individuals who are blind or have low vision. Should you have any questions or require additional information about this study, please do not hesitate to contact us by email. To contact Soonyeon Lee, that's SOOYEON.LEE@NJIT.EDU. Kang Dong, that's KHD3@NJIT.EDU, and Hamdi Qureshi, that's HK37@NJIT.EDU. Thank you very much. Sincerely, research team, Soonyeon Lee, Kang Dong, and Hamdi Qureshi. From FightingBlindness.org, the Foundation Fighting Blindness, posted June 5th, Breaking Barriers as an Attorney with Usher Syndrome. Tara Hubbard Bowman, B-O-W-M-A-N, is a woman of extraordinary talents. A beloved twin sister, mother of two, and wife of 10 years, Tara leads a fulfilling life dedicated to advocating for others through law. Article by Simone Robinson, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N. A native of California, Tara Hubbard Bowman was born with a hearing impairment and wore hearing aids from 5 years old. As she entered her adolescence, she began to have issues with her peripheral and night vision. Tara began working in the restaurant industry at the age of 15. During her time as a cocktail waitress at a local family-owned restaurant, her vision loss became more apparent. She would often bump into objects and people, but this was continuously written off as a quirky character trait. I would always run into everybody, and everyone attributed it to my personality, since I'm a very energetic person, she says. She frequently mentioned her issues with peripheral and night vision to her optometrist in Scottsdale during her annual visits, but she was assured that it was not a cause for concern. It was not until she moved to Tucson for law school and started seeing a new optometrist that she became closer to discovering the truth. After noticing that her astigmatism was getting worse and discovering that she was hard of hearing, he referred her to a retina specialist. In 2012, after undergoing genetic testing, she was formally diagnosed with Usher syndrome type 2A, USH2A, during her final year of graduate school. Realizing that I'm hard of hearing and losing my eyesight was very devastating, says Tara. There have been a lot of challenges, but the biggest challenge for me has been facing the unknown. Not knowing how long I have left to see has been hard, so I just try to enjoy every day and spend time outside looking around. Tara completed her studies at the University of Arizona College of Law, despite her diagnosis, and established a successful career as an attorney, specializing in child welfare. Initially inspired by her father's experience with the law, she increasingly became passionate about advocating for others. When I was in law school, I did a child and family law clinic for over a year, which provided hands-on experience, says Tara. I was able to go to court and advocate for real clients, so that's what ignited my interest in child welfare. I really enjoyed helping the families when I could. After passing the Arizona bar exam, she represented the Department of Child Safety with the Attorney General's office and currently represents the Pascua-Yaqui tribe, Pascua-Yaqui. Tara has curated an amazing support system over the years, including family, friends, and colleagues. She has also formed connections with fellow deafblind support groups, such as the Foundation Fighting Blindness, participating in events such as the local Arizona Vision Walk and 28-mile walk-run Facebook Challenge to connect further with individuals who share similar experiences. Since I represent a tribe in the entire United States, there are times when I may have to go out of town for a case. My coworkers have been fantastic with driving me and picking me up, she says. Beyond the legal realm, Tara continues to lead a life of advocacy, participating on the board of directors for the Usher Syndrome Coalition and engaging in discussions with legislators in Washington, D.C. through events such as Ush on Capitol Hill to encourage for more funding and cures. She also utilizes social media to shed light on deafblind diseases and her personal experiences through her Instagram, @ushlawyermom. Over the last few months, I've become more involved in the deafblind community because I realized there needs to be more awareness, says Tara. A lot of people think that blindness is just someone who sees black, but they don't realize that it's really on a spectrum. Tara looks forward to continuing her journey of activism inside and outside the courtroom and creating lifelong memories with her two daughters as they begin to travel the world together. There is an image of the family, Tara Hubbard Bowman outside with her husband and daughters. There's a desert scene with saguaro cactuses and other scrub brush, a man, a woman, and two girls. From NFB.org, hopefully if you're going to the convention, you've already registered, but 2023 National Convention Virtual Experience. Please complete the following form to register for the 2023 National Convention of the National Federation of the Blind Virtual Experience, a dedicated online space to exclusive convention activities. The virtual experience is intended for participants who are unable to attend in person. Please submit this form for each person in your household who may be participating in the National Convention. Special announcements and more details will be sent in coming months. For more information, please contact us at 410-659-9314 or Email conventionregistration@nfb.org. Acknowledgement and verification. The National Federation of the Blind, NFB, is a community of members and friends who believe in the hopes and dreams of the nation's blind. Our organization requires a culture of diversity, equity, and inclusion, and we are committed to a safe and welcoming environment. As part of that effort, registration for national convention, including the virtual experience, requires that you agree to the Code of Conduct. The NFB Code of Conduct outlines policies and standards for anyone who participates in Federation activities. Please read our Code of Conduct at the hot link nfb.org/codeofconduct. For reporting code of conduct violations, you may report in several ways: by completing the online code of conduct reporting form, filing a report with a state or national leader, emailing code@nfb.org, or by calling 410-659-9314, extension 2475. Reports are reviewed by an external party, and the review process may result in an investigation and consequences to the violator. For support or guidance, email survivors@nfb.org or call 410-659-9314, extension 2238, to connect with our Blind Survivors group. We welcome your questions and concerns. We support whatever path an individual may choose to take in healing from harm. Thank you for your commitment to the safety and support of the blind community. Code of conduct mandatory. By checking this box, I fully acknowledge and verify that I read and understand the code of conduct of the National Federation of the Blind and will abide by its guidelines. First name mandatory. Last name mandatory. Email mandatory. Street address mandatory. Second line if necessary. City mandatory. Country United States. State select from the menu. Postal code mandatory. Phone number mandatory. Access support, accommodations, and more. The National Federation of the Blind is committed to making our meetings a safe, welcoming, and inclusive space for everyone. The 2023 NFB National Convention virtual experience will have captions via Zoom and OneCap app, and Spanish interpretation for all general sessions and for breakout meetings as requested. Please indicate what access support or accommodations you will need to participate in this year's National Convention. Based upon the request, you will receive communications prior to convention regarding breakout meetings and access support information. Select all that apply. ASL interpretation. There's a checkbox saying, I request ASL interpretation. Spanish. With a checkbox, I request Spanish language interpretation. Access needs not listed. Please fill in the box. Virtual participant. I am a virtual participant. $0. Donation amount. With a box of a donation that you may want to make. While there is no registration fee to attend the National Federation of the Blind 2023 National Convention virtual experience, please consider a donation if you are in a position to do so. Your support is greatly appreciated. From ACB.org's blogs, ACB Media upgrades ACB Link. The ACB Media team is proud to announce the newly upgraded version of ACB Link. It brings the following enhancements: a newly enhanced app with more modern support for iOS 16 with significantly improved performance and reliability. ACB Link comes to the Mac platform. New revised look and feel for listening to the ACB Media streams and podcasts. Better visual and color contrast support for those with low vision. More robust buffering and reliability when listening to streams and podcasts across ACB Media. More reliable push notification support. Obtaining ACB Link for your iOS device. Please download ACB Link from the iOS App Store for your iPhone or iPad. Once you run the application, it will ask you if you would like to allow notification support. We would encourage you to allow the app to send you notifications. We will be sending announcements, especially during the annual convention. Obtaining ACB Link for your Mac. Please download ACB Link for your Mac from the Mac App Store. Once you run the application, it will ask you if you would like to allow notification support. We would encourage you to allow the app to send you notifications. We will be sending announcements, especially during the annual convention. Using ACB Link. ACB Link now consists of 5 tabs, which are described below. The Home tab, keep up to date on convention activities, all things ACB, and be aware of late-breaking special announcements that we may promote from within the application. All of these are accessible with the buttons found on the Home tab. Affiliates tab, do you need to reach out to a state or special interest affiliate? Use the Affiliates tab to locate information about them. This includes the president of an affiliate, their social media contacts, and their associated website, if applicable. Streams tab, new. Listening to a stream. Do you want to listen to any of the 10 ACB Media streams? Tap on the Streams tab and then simply double-tap or select the stream of your choice. It will start playing that stream. Switching to a different stream. You can alternatively switch to another stream at any time by simple double-tapping or selecting another stream. We have greatly streamlined this process to make it easier for all of you. Stopping the playing of a stream. The following techniques can be used to stop the playing of a stream. Use a magic tap, 2-finger double-tap, to stop and restart the stream if you need to do so for any reason. Use the Now Playing button on the top of the window to find out what is playing and to pause the stream. Podcasts tab. We have significantly refreshed the podcasts available from within ACB Link. Select the Podcasts tab to see a listing of all podcasts available from ACB Media. Select a podcast and then select a podcast to start listening to that specific episode. You can control other aspects of the podcast playback by selecting the Now Playing button from within ACB Link. About tab. Learn about ACB and the version number of the application on the About tab. This is important information to note if any issues are encountered with the application. Please make note of the version number and give this information to us when reporting an issue. Conclusion. The ACB Media team is hard at work already on the next release of ACB Link, and we may even have some surprises for the future for some of you. So please stay tuned for that. Happy listening, and do let us know if you have any concerns. From aphcareerconnect.org, check out the new Job Seekers Toolkit. Attention students and job seekers who are blind or low vision. Are you ready to hone your career exploration and job seeking skills? You'll be thrilled to know, drum roll please, the APH Connect Center and NSITE have partnered to update a new Job Seekers Toolkit, an accessible, self-paced, free online training course. Check out the new Job Seekers Toolkit at the hot link. In addition, if you are blind, visually impaired, and or a veteran and are seeking employment, NSITE Connect is the place to start your job search. Create and complete your profile for free to be connected to companies looking to hire. Transition to College Program Activity Guide. Introducing the new Transition to College Program Activity Guide for students with vision loss who are considering post-secondary education to achieve career goals. There's a hot link to explore the Transition to College Program Activity Guide. Success stories. If you are career curious and interested in discovering how someone landed their first job or how blind and low vision people succeed and thrive at work, this is your page. When you are looking to learn about how people just like you have found success in their chosen vocation, the Career Connect series Success Stories has a video or blog for you. There's a hot link to check out Success Stories. Expanding employment possibilities for people with vision loss. Welcome to Career Connect, an employment information resource offered by the American Printing House for the Blind for job seekers who are blind or low vision. Career Connect provides employment information, career exploration tools, and job seeking guidance for individuals with vision loss and the professionals who work with them. Employment resources for job seekers who are blind or visually impaired. There are buttons to explore jobs for individuals who are blind or visually impaired, develop a resume or personal data sheet, prepare for a job interview, disclose a visual impairment to a potential employer, improve employment outcomes by utilizing career-related lesson plans. Latest blog posts, getting LinkedIn as a person who is blind or low vision, bringing Goalball to college, APH Connect Center and Be My Eyes partner to provide a broader array of assistance, building a multifaceted career evaluating assistive technology and educating others, from special to universal needs. Directory of services, find services near you, select a state or province from the menu, and browse all services at the hot link. Featured, scholarship and award opportunities, and the Job Seekers Toolkit hot links. APH Connect Center mission, empowering people toward greater independence and lifelong success by providing curated information and resources to assist children, parents, job seekers, adults, and older people who are blind or visually impaired. There is, of course, a hot button to donate to APH. From the NOPBC Facebook group, Carol Castellano posted May 30th, we'll be holding a great parents conference at the NFB convention in Houston this year. Come join us. Register anytime at www.nopbc.org. The National Organization of Parents of Blind Children, NOPBC, cordially invites you to reach for the stars. Highlights include Kid Talk, when our kids get to chat in person with Mark Riccobono, the president of the NFB. Talks from blind scientists and students studying the sciences in school. Workshops on topics like navigating from diagnosis to education plan, play and development, age-appropriate independence, rights to a full education for kids with additional disabilities, the new Monarch technology, independent movement and travel, jobs and careers for kids not going to college, getting kids ready to live independently, the low vision life, sports and rec, STEM, and astronomy. Our unique cane walks. A talk from the 2023 Distinguished Educator of Blind Children. Technology and materials updates. Our special IEP workshops. Braille Book Fair in partnership with the American Action Fund for Blind Children and Adults. Megan Benning, B-E-N-I-N-G, Memorial Technology Giveaway. Over $15,000 worth of technology will be given out. 40th Anniversary Party for National Organization of Parents of Blind Children, NOPBC. The rest of the NFB convention offers many, many items of interest to families. It has a separate registration at nfb.org. Register at www.nopbc.org and join us in Houston this year. Posted last week in the group by Hannah Christensen, C-H-R-I-S-T-E-N-S-O-N, summertime is the perfect time to let loose and have fun. Heather's Camp offers a traditional summer camp experience for children ages 7 to 18 who are blind or visually impaired. With support from our amazing volunteers, support staff, and YMCA camp staff, each camper gets to safely participate in activities like swimming, horseback riding, fishing, rock climbing, and so much more. Join our Heather's Camp family, because once you're at Heather's Camp, you are home. Heather's Camp. Well, hello, yo. Calling all Heather's Camp campers. Register today for 4 fun-filled days of friends, exploration, and adventure. For children ages 7 to 18 who are blind or visually impaired. Sunday, July 30th through Wednesday, August 2nd, 2023. At YMCA Camp Wood, Elmdale, Kansas. There's a hot link at a long website. For more information, visit heatherscamp.org or call 316-440-1525. A parent named Susan Turner found an NFB-sponsored Hot Wheels car at her Dollar Tree. Photo of a white Hot Wheels car with Braille on the package and the car. National Federation of the Blind insignia on the corner of the package. And there's a photo of a white sports car, a little racing car, completely open top convertible with the Braille packaging and the Braille on the vehicle body It is not painted. It is totally white. Lastly, from Axios.com, A-X-I-O-S, new bacterial clues about why young people are getting colorectal cancer. Article by Tina Reed. The type of bacteria, fungi, and viruses in colorectal cancer tumors varies significantly between younger and older patients, offering a clue toward understanding why cases are rising in people under 45, according to a study due to be presented at the American Society of Clinical Oncology annual meeting. Why it matters. While the incidence of colorectal cancer in the U.S. has declined overall, it's risen dramatically among patients under 45 since the mid-1990s. In many cases, the cancer is more aggressive in those younger patients than it is in older patients, puzzling doctors. A lot of people blame obesity and diabetes, he said, but we have these patients who run marathons and they eat healthy diets, and they've got very advanced colorectal cancer. Benjamin Weinberg, W-E-I-N-B-E-R-G, a gastrointestinal medical oncologist at Georgetown University Medical Center and the lead author of the study, told Axios. This study points to possible bacterial factors at play, he said. There was some sort of exposure, we think, in the 1970s or 1980s. Maybe everybody started taking antibiotics for ear infections, or they stopped breastfeeding. Something happened where this cohort is seeing this rise, and we don't know why. Details. Other studies, including one published this week in Nature Medicine, have examined the presence of bacteria in metastatic colon cancer. But, Weinberg said, this research team specifically wanted to look at the differences between age groups. The goal ultimately is to try to explain why younger people are getting these tumors in the first place and try to figure out biologically, is there some difference? Weinberg said. They sequenced microbial DNA samples from the tumors of colorectal cancer patients who were either under 45 or over 65 when diagnosed. They planned to look at differences between the two age groups in the presence of a specific bacteria known as Fusobacterium nucleatum within the samples, but they found it in about 30% of the time in both age groups. Instead, they saw a difference with the fungi, Cladosporium sp, which appeared more often in the tumors of early-onset colorectal cancer patients. A series of other bacteria were more common in the tumors of older patients and not found at all in younger patients. Between the lines, it's a small study, covering 63 patients, Weinberg said, but it was robust with its inclusion of survival data, tumor genetic information, and diet questionnaire results from participants. It indicates there is more to the connection between bacterial flora and colorectal cancer progression. The researchers also plan to study how the circulating microbes that could be picked up in a blood sample correlates with bacteria in the gut and in tumors. It's this interplay between your environment, what you eat, your diet, your immune system, and whatever genetic predisposition you have to inflammation, he said. It's a way of measuring all three simultaneously and asking, is that what's producing this unfavorable environment that these cancers grow in? Editor's note, this story has been corrected to show that Cladosporium sp is a type of fungi, not a bacteria. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Vision News. I'm Doris Hyde reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Today's episode is underwritten by the Apex Lions Club, serving the community since 1937 by providing services and financial support for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. To learn more about the services provided by the Apex Lions Club, go to apexlions.org. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening.